Alabama Republicans gathered at the Vestavia Hills Public Library over the weekend to hear from two of the three leading GOP candidates for U.S. Senate, former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville and Congressman Bradley Byrne. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the third candidate in the mix, made an appearance there last month. But just weeks away from the Alabama primary, a clear favorite in the race hasn't emerged. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
Ask an Alabama Republican about the top candidates for U.S. Senate in the GOP primary, and they'll tell you this. All the candidates say more or less the same thing. Don Ammons of Vestavia Hills was at Saturday's meeting of the Mid-Alabama Republican Club, where Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville spoke.
There's not a whole lot that separates any of them. They're all for Donald Trump. That makes them a good slate of good candidates.
By the way, Jefferson County Commissioner Steve Ammons is Don Ammons' son. They were both at Saturday's meeting. Don Ammons supports Byrne for what he calls Byrne's demonstrated accomplishments in Congress, as a state senator, and as head of Alabama's two-year college system after a widespread corruption scandal. Ammons says Jeff Sessions, on the other hand, wasn't a very effective leader. He says Sessions is a great disappointment for abandoning the president and recusing himself from the Russia probe.
He's a good man, but I think his time has gone.
His time has gone. That's a sentiment several voters at Saturday's gathering expressed. But one voter who hasn't soured on Sessions is Grady Thornton. He's a retired counselor from Coosa County. Thornton says Sessions made the right call.
My opinion is he had no choice but to recuse himself. And I think ethically and perhaps legally he had to do it. And it has created a lot of anger.
Anger that seems to be helping Byrne and Tuberville. Thornton says those two bring different things to the table.
I think Mr. Byrne brings a wealth of experience. I think that Mr. Tuberville has an incredible way of interacting with the common man.
Down to earth is a term several Republicans there used to describe Tuberville. During his brief remarks, Tuberville played that up, calling himself a Washington outsider. "I'm a football coach," he tells people. Don Ammons says Tuberville's a nice guy, good Alabamian, but he should have stuck to football. Tuberville will also have to win over voters like Dee Erb, a retired teacher who moved to Birmingham from Tampa, Florida 2 years ago.
I was talking to my hairdresser because I haven't lived here long enough, so I don't know the candidates.
But Byrne scored name recognition points with Erb. She's seen his ads in heavy rotation on television. And she likes Byrne's apparent strong ties to Trump. In Trump's impeachment acquittal speech last week, he gave Byrne a shout-out, a fact Byrne mentioned twice in his five-minute speech to the crowd. Erb says she's a little closer to knowing more about a few of the candidates, but she says even after meeting them, it's still tough to know what they're really all about. Gigi Duban, WBHM.
The Alabama primary is March 3rd, Super Tuesday.